Hello, I'm BL Allison, and I'm going to explore the Ray One Soul and its six personality expressions. I'd like to start off with a caveat. Identical soul and personality rays rarely occur. And then only in advanced disciples or initiates. So we're only going to be exploring six personality expressions in relation to each of the soul rays in this particular series. I'd like to also point out that none of DK's disciples had the same ray on both the soul and personality. There are many ways of thinking about how a particular soul ray and a particular personality ray interact. I'll outline a number of ways for you, but keep in mind that these ray combinations are suggestions only. The purpose in this series of webinars on the soul personality combinations of each of the seven rays is to help you begin the process of interpreting your personality identity profile from the point of view of your two most important vehicles. In order to do this effectively, it's important to understand not only the meaning of the rays considered separately, but also how they interact with each other and modify each other. These webinars are based on the excellent information in the book Tapestry of the Gods, outlining the myriad of ways that the soul and personality can and do interact. I hope that it whets your curiosity and makes you want to explore this information more. To do that, please see Tapestry of the Gods by Michael D. Robbins, available in PDF to download. For further information on the personal identity profile, the PIP, you can take the PIP3 test at this link here. And I am sharing my slides, so you will have those links. All right, some strengths of Ray One include the power to direct and govern, dynamic initiative and willpower, strong sense of purpose, ability to centralize, detachment, strength, steadfastness, independence, wisdom to establish, uphold, and enforce the law. The word of power for Ray One, I assert the fact. With type A, steadfastness and endurance are emphasized. There's an aspect of the first ray that is strong, steadfast, it's firm, it's enduring, it's immovable, which persists and never gives in. This type, this aspect is more constructive than destructive. It is the rock upon which others may depend. With type B, dynamic liberation and freedom is emphasized. This is the aspect of the first ray that gives it its reputation for destructiveness. Positively, this energy breaks the bonds of all forms of slavery and disrupts any condition which prevents the free expression of the life force. It liberates the spirit from the prison of matter. Or in our case, the bonds of the Earth's gravity, in this case here in the photo, the bonds of Earth's gravity as NASA's Orion spacecraft atop that Delta IV heavy rocket lifts off on its first unmanned orbital test flight from Cape Canaveral, Florida in 2014. So, you might be a Ray One soul if you have a deep spiritual humility because you sense the vastness of the One. You have undeviating fulfillment of divine law, purpose, and intention. You show spiritual impersonality and divine indifference. You are willing to take drastic action for the sake of preserving spiritual values. You have direct perception through straight knowledge and spiritual purpose. You have a bold and clear enunciation of the facts as perceived. You have the power to take unilateral action for the sake of spiritual values. You have the clear-sighted capacity for immediate action. You have spiritual assuredness, selfless spiritual will, and persist as a spiritual being. You realize the oneness of spirit. Ray One vocations include positions of leadership and authority, the chief executive officer, leader in government and politics, the military and law enforcement, those kind of things. And here's a quote from Franklin Delano Roosevelt that I think epitomizes this Ray One. If we attack our problems with determination, we shall succeed. Okay, let's look at Ray One soul versus a Ray Two personality. I want to say first off that we actually have a number of phases between the soul and personality. First the personality dominates with little or no soul contact, and then we see that the soul influence emerging and we begin a phase of conflict. So with a Ray One soul and a Ray Two personality, it's going to be a struggle here between the soul's need to express spiritual detachment counteracted by the personality's urge to express personal attachment. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits might include spiritual will versus personal love, spiritual assertiveness versus a placid reliance on personal magnetism, maybe easily achieve spiritual impersonality versus the tendency to be too close and too personal. So it's the task of the Ray One soul to impose its well-developed personality and detachment upon a personality which, because of sensitivity, tends to remain attached to others. The soul seeks to liberate the personality from the many non-essentials which it has surrounded itself with and which it has accumulated through a personal use of the law of attraction. The will of the soul seeks to destroy the bondage of strictly personal love, personal popularity, personal magnetism, and personal attraction. Instead, the soul dynamically directs the personality towards a soul-inspired goal. The soul must force that personality to act now rather than to wait until studious inquiry is completely satisfied. Faced with the increasing personal tempo demanded by the soul, it propels the personality forward regardless of its tendency to attach, accumulate, and cling. The soul must, in short, destroy what the personality, for its own selfish sake, seeks to preserve. The second Ray personality discovers that it can no longer preserve all its cherished comforts and relationships. Some of them have to go, and only those can be retained which conform to divine purpose. The good opinion of others, so dear in the past, must be sacrificed. The pain of wrenching detachment must be endured. An agreeable but spiritually useless personal softness and sensitivity can no longer remain unchallenged. A new kind of spiritual hardness must enter the life so that the dynamic will of the soul can be accomplished. So with Ray 1, we're ultimately working towards achieving inclusiveness. And with Ray 2, we are ultimately working towards achieving centralization. So these are our integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality integration provides the individual striving for soul personality integration with the composite quality of centralized inclusion. The centered attitude of the outer man, which complements the attitude of inclusiveness, which it is the will of the inner man to cultivate. Ideally, dynamic will is expressed lovingly and with wise understanding. The tendency towards detachment masters the tendency towards attachment, and yet attachment is used effectively. The law always prevails, but is mercifully applied. Truth is never compromised, but is expressed with tact. The individual can have a strong attitude of impersonality and yet be well endowed with the personal touch. This is the art of being impersonally personal. This is the iron fist in the velvet glove. So examples of Ray 1 Soul Ray 2 personality include Hercules, an ancient disciple and teacher whose struggles to achieve soul consciousness and aliveness have been immortalized in the labors of Hercules. Gandhi, the most prominent teacher in the movement for Indian independence and the foremost prophet of nonviolence in the 20th century. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States. Lincoln preserved the Union during the Civil War and brought about the emancipation of the slaves. And Madame Rurik, author, educator, spiritual warrior. She was the amanuensis for the Agni Yoga teachings. A Ray 1 soul versus a Ray 3 personality. With a soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict here between the Ray 1 soul and the Ray 3 personality is the struggle between the intention to uphold the highest principles and values through the use of the firm spiritual will, and the materialistic and intellectual distortion of these principles and values through the manipulative misuse of human intelligence. Some other Ray 1 soul qualities versus Ray 2 personality traits. Spiritual will and being versus personal doing and intelligence. Direct perception through straight knowledge versus entrapment in the convoluted reasoning mind. the power to focus with dynamic intensity versus difficulty achieving focus due to distracted diversifications. So it's the task of the Ray One soul to straighten out the devious, complicated maneuvering that's common to that Ray Three personality. The soul seeks to impose its firm spiritual intention on a very mobile personality, which has many plans and pursuits of its own. Guiding such a personality in a straight line, preventing sidetracking, unnecessary diversification, that's going to be a formidable task for the soul. It must force the personality to act in accordance with spiritual will, to recognize the singleness of soul purpose, and to avoid the scattering of its energies. The soul must impose deliberate sacrifice and grounded commitment upon a personality highly adept at evading those requirements. For integration to be successful, the personality must learn to give up its plans, its schemes, its many lines of interest and activity. Under the pressure of the soul, the personality learns that its customary busy peripheral excursions must be severely curtailed. A new clarity, straightness, and simplicity must enter the life. So with Ray One, we are ultimately working towards achieving inclusion. And with Ray Three, we are ultimately working toward achieving stillness. So these are our integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality integration provides the individual striving for that integration with the composite quality of still inclusion, the stillness which fosters the inclusive attitude. Ideally, dynamic will is expressed with creative intelligence and adaptability. The purposeful attitude masters the tendency towards dispersion, busyness, diffusion, and yet becomes all the more effective through versatility and expression through many lines of activity. Powerful intentions are executed adroitly with strategic skill. The preservation of power is served by the ability to plan. Survival and victory are achieved through intelligent change. Some examples here of the Ray One soul and Ray Three personality. Julius Caesar. He was probably the most celebrated person of ancient Rome and one of the greatest generals in the history of the West. Cleopatra, Queen of Egypt, who captivated both Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. Even today, she stands as the prototype of the femme fatale. Richard Nixon, the 37th president of the United States. He was the architect of a new policy towards communist China. And interestingly, China has a first-ray soul and a third-ray personality. Odysseus, fictional. He was the hero of Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey. Odysseus was known for his courage, his endurance, his skill, and his resourcefulness. On to Ray One soul with the Ray Four personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict is between that Ray One soul and the Ray Four personality, It's that struggle between the soul-inspired refusal to compromise on spiritual principle and the over-eagerness for compromise characteristic of that weak and vacillating nature that cannot sustain the tension required to hold principles in the face of strenuous opposition. Some other qualities versus personality traits. Spiritual unity versus personal duality. Self-confidence and firm sense of identity versus the lack of self-confidence and constantly shifting psychological attitudes. The power to take sides for preservation of spiritual values versus refusal to take sides, thus avoiding spiritual commitment. So it's the task of the Ray One soul to desensitize that over-responsive, environmentally sensitive, and reactive Ray Four personality. The soul seeks to impose its peaceful, silent will upon a personality that's habitually embroiled in turmoil. The soul has firm resolution and must stem the personality's tendency to vacillation between alternatives. Because very little will be accomplished otherwise, the soul must step in and settle what are often self-destructive, self-defeating personality conflicts and direct the personality instead towards that steadfast achievement of soul objectives. The soul can and must bring stability to this most unstable of personality types. When the personality is purposelessly conflicted, the soul must restore balance and peace. When, on the other hand, the personality accommodates itself too readily to circumstances, the soul must instigate disruption, destroying personality equilibrium. The soul cannot tolerate a pleasing tranquility that serves no evolutionary purpose. The fourth Ray personality will be forced to take a stand, and not always a pleasant one. This personality is used to sitting on the fence, but the soul insists that the personality go all the way. Forced off the fence, the personality learns that right is right, even if personal feelings get hurt. With Ray 1, we're ultimately working towards achieving inclusiveness. And with Ray 4, we are ultimately working towards achieving steadfastness. So these are our integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality and integration is the quality of steadfast inclusion. The steadfastness of the personal consciousness, which fosters that spiritual inclusiveness. Ideally, dynamic will is expressed harmoniously. A firm attitude masters the tendency to compromise for the sake of comfort. Purposeful self-discipline controls the tendency to waste energy in purposeless combat. The achievement of unwavering intention is furthered by the ability to establish rapport, relate effectively, and compromise when needed. But spiritual purpose is always preserved, and principles are not compromised or weakened. This combination expresses the union of power and aesthetic sensibility. For instance, the ruler who is a patron of the arts, the peacemaker. Examples: Alexander the Great, king of Macedonia. He was a great conqueror. He overthrew the Persian Empire, and he laid the foundation for the Hellenistic world, the Greek world, of territorial kingdoms. Otto von Bismarck, the 19th century Prussian statesman, who founded the German Empire and became its first chancellor. Napoleon Bonaparte, the French general and later Emperor of France. Winston Churchill, author, orator, statesman, and artist. He was twice the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And George Gurdjieff, a cultist who emphasized the struggle, the conflict, and the expression of spirituality through the sacred dance. All right, on to the Ray 1 soul versus the Ray 5 personality. And with the soul influence emerging here, we see that the phase of conflict between the soul and personality is the struggle between the vision of synthesis based upon identification with the one life and the determination to divide the great synthesis through an entirely mental process of objective analysis in which subject and objective remain forever separated and distinct. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual synthesis versus preoccupation with concrete analysis and little capacity for perceiving wholeness, overcoming of all divisions versus the inability to see beyond the illusory separations and cleavages, irresistible spiritual dynamism versus that plodding linear activity. So it's the task of the Ray 1 soul to broaden the Ray 5 personality and bring it to the point where it can see things in that broader perspective. The soul wishes to press forward according to its keen sense of purpose, but the personality is liable to be caught up in the examination of those narrow, particularized field of study. The soul exerts its will dynamically, but the personality prefers a slow, cautious, non-assertive approach. The soul mobilizes to prevent the personality from becoming overly fascinated with what is irrelevant to soul intention. The soul urges the personality forward, forcing a disengagement from a too time-consuming preoccupation with the examination of form. Under the impress of the soul, the personality begins to realize that a strictly mental, dispassionate, experimental approach will have to be modified and expanded if the inner demand to be met, the integration with the higher self, is to succeed. So this type of personality will have to learn to actually embody that which the mind knows. So with Ray 1, we're working with inclusiveness, and with Ray 5, we're ultimately working towards achieving detachment. So these are our combined integration goals. And the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the detachment of the outer man from an all-engrossing interest in material form, contributing to the development of spiritual inclusiveness within the consciousness of the inner man. Ideally, dynamic will is expressed through a mastery of concrete fact and a practical command of material energies. The ability to rule and govern is served by an utterly clear comprehension of technical details so that the most well-informed decisions can be made. The leader with true common sense, the urge towards power is served by technology. The ability to see the big picture masters the tendency to specialize and get bogged down in the details of form. And here are some examples. Henry Ford, automobile manufacturer who revolutionized United States industry with his assembly line method of production. Alfred Nobel, manufacturer of explosives, and a philanthropist, he left the bulk of his fortune in trust to establish the Nobel Prizes. Harry S. Truman, the 33rd President of the United States, it was his decision to use the first atomic bomb. Sorry about that. Let's try now. Ray 1 soul versus the Ray 6 personality. So with the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict here between the soul and personality is the struggle between the firm, unemotional, spiritual will to uphold divine law and the passionately emotional pursuit of fanatical personal desire. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits here include spiritual will versus personal desire, divine indifference versus anxiety and overconcern because of personal fears and attachments, wide synthetic breadth of vision versus a passionately narrow vision. It's the task of the Ray 1 soul to strengthen the sense of centralization in the sixth Ray personality. The first Ray soul knows itself as the source of unfailing strength, whereas the personality almost invariably relies upon others, human or divine, for its strength. The problem centers upon the contrast between being inner-directed, Ray 1, or outer-directed, Ray 6. Being self-directed, Ray 1, or other-directed, Ray 6. The soul must discipline the emotional excesses of the personality and widen its point of view. The soul imposes a severe form of self-control, teaching the personality that it must function according to impartial law rather than emotional preference. A vision of the big picture and the true, enduring spiritual value is imposed by the soul. This is meant to overcome the narrow, fanatical adherence to spiritually limited devotions and idealisms of the personality. The larger issues and larger responsibilities, as understood by the soul, begin to dawn on the personality. It seeks to look to itself as a source of power and energy, and not only to others whom it has mistakenly projected the essence of its own strength. It seeks to dedicate itself only to that which is truly important for the welfare of the whole and for the execution of divine will, and not to that which is merely personally appealing or exciting. The sixth Ray personality, beginning now to fuse with the first Ray soul, devotes itself to the greatest good of the greatest number. So with Ray 1, we're trying to achieve inclusiveness, and with Ray 6, we're ultimately working toward achieving restraint. So these are our integration goals. And the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the quality of peacefully standing still at the center, the personal restraint that fosters spiritual inclusiveness. Ideally, dynamic will is expressed with one-pointed ardor and fervent devotion. Firmness, coolness, and absolute self-control master the tendency towards emotionalism and excessive zeal. The highest purpose is upheld with no thought of compromise. High-minded conviction is sustained with unshakable faith. The goal is achieved at all costs. Impersonal self-sacrifice is ardently pursued. And here are some examples. Annie Besant, militant idealist, an orator, a social crusader, president of the Theosophical Society, and president of India's National Congress. Fidel Castro, the revolutionary, he was the head of the Cuban government beginning in 1959. Martin Luther, founder and leader of the 16th century Protestant Reformation. And Mao Zedong, the founder of the Chinese Communist State. And finally, Ray 1 soul versus a Ray 7 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict here is the struggle between the inherent freedom of the spirit and the subservient spirit to form. Subservience of the spirit to the form. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include dynamic spiritual initiatives versus overly cautious reliance on precedent. Commitment to spiritual essentials versus self-limiting concern for outer appearances. Shattering the prison of spirit versus carefully building the prison of spirit. It's the task of Ray 1 to shatter the many forms and patterns which hold the seventh ray personality prisoner. The soul seeks to impose a sweeping sense of divine freedom and unfettered individual will upon a personality which is habitually overregulated, overscheduled, overparticular, and overattentive to the thousand and one petty details which distract it from the realization that a form is essentially illusory. Rapid, direct action is the predominant quality of the first ray soul, but it's frustrated by the difficulty of breaking the well-established self-protective rhythms of that seventh ray personality. The soul dares to renounce form and thus be free. The personality preserves its routine, thus saving itself from the terror of pure spontaneity, the horror of a totally unconditioned act of will. At length, that personality, as it becomes a subray of the first ray soul, learns that there is no safety in form and that its creations and constructs are meant to house or embody formless principles. A well-ordered world designed strictly for personal safety and comfort gives way to a well-ordered world designed to reflect, symbolize, and contain divine purpose. So with Ray 1, we're trying to achieve inclusion, and with Ray 7, we're ultimately working toward achieving orientation. So these are our integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality is the attentive spiritual orientation that fosters an understanding of the part which everyone is to play within the divine plan, as well as the loving synthetic will to embrace or include the other players. Ideally, dynamic will is expressed rhythmically and appropriately with complete regard for laws, rules, and social conventions, and with exquisite timing. The freedom of spontaneity in spirit master the tendency towards formalism and habitual following of precedent. Powerful intentions are perfectly and practically executed. Sweeping changes are skillfully administered. Pioneering initiatives are resourcefully structured and excellently organized. The reformer, the practical revolutionary. Examples. General Horatio Kitchener. He was a British general in the Boer War and World War I. He had extraordinary powers of organization. George D. Marshall, he was the chief of staff of the U.S. Army during World War II. And according to Churchill, he was the organizer of victory. Bernard Montgomery, field marshal and one of the outstanding Allied commanders in World War II. And then Margaret Thatcher, the former prime minister of Great Britain. Like people, nations, planets, solar systems, and universes all have an affinity with certain rays. DK tells us in Destiny of Nations that a horoscope of a country can be either that of the soul of the nation or the personality of the nation, but as yet there are no means for determining the date of birth of a nation or of a race. Boundaries are not determining factors, nor is history itself, as now given, an adequate guide, he tells us. Some nations are demonstrable entities. They're in your face. Others were once great and powerful nations, but they are no longer so, like in this case, India or the Jewish race. Some nations are very modern through evolutionary changes, even if their essence is very ancient, again, like India. All of this impacts the country's horoscope, but the enlightened esotericist can discern the energies of these nations of the world. So we're going to try and do that with each of these rays. He tells us that DK tells us that India has a Ray 1 soul and a Ray 4 personality. He tells us that Aries rules India's ascendant and Capricorn is India's sun sign. We can also look at nations like we look at the human constitution, with centers of activity in expression that vibrate to certain qualities or keynotes. In Destiny of Nations, DK gives us five world centers: London, New York, Geneva, Tokyo, and Darjeeling, India, for the greater part of Asia. Although he tells us that the energy pouring through Darjeeling at this time has not yet reached its full strength. He also tells us that Geneva and Darjeeling are two centers where pure spiritual energy can be directed more easily. That's because the force pouring through Darjeeling at this time is that of Ray 1. So the soul ray of India is the first ray, and hence the immediate effect of the inpouring Shambhala force is going to stimulate the will to power of all dictators, whether they're world dictators, religious dictators, business dictators in any business group, minor dictators, or even the tyrants of the home. The motto of India is, I hide the light. And this has been interpreted to mean that the light pours forth from the east and that the gift of India to the world is the light of the ageless wisdom. This is true in a sense, but there is a wider and deeper sense in which it will prove true. When the intent and purpose of the great life, which works through Shambhala, is carried out and is in process of expression, a light will be revealed which has never yet been seen or known. There is a word in the Christian scriptures which says, in that light shall we see light. This means that through the medium of light of wisdom shed abroad in our hearts through the ageless wisdom, we shall eventually see the light of life itself. And in closing the Ray 1 discussion, I like this quote from Gandhi that perfectly sums up the inclusion formula that Ray 1 is striving to achieve. Our ability to reach unity in diversity will be the beauty and the test of our civilization.